Hey, amigos, amigas, this is the time when I play a little bit of music to mention Pachamama, you know, Mother Earth, that we should be more, you know, like I was saying last week, that we should look after the planet, the earth, because that's what keeps us alive, you know, and now with this fear of nuclear destruction and nuclear war, because all we're doing right now is that we're not protecting anything. We're not protecting, not even people, not even human beings, being massacred and genocided in Gaza Strip, you know, Palestine, you know, and people fighting each other, Russia, Ukraine, some of the parts of the world also getting involved in certain disputes, you know, and fighting each other. So, right. And what are the politicians doing? You know, these politicians, they believe that they live once and they don't think about the generation, the new generations that are coming afterwards, you know? You remember when people used to say, oh, yeah, the hippies, you know, in the 60s, 70s, you know, but the hippies in the 60s, 70s, even though they were all just, long hair, weird clothes, you know, weird music, you know, that's where the fantastic music started to happen. This is the fantastic stuff that, we are enjoying right now. So why don't we just do something similar right now, you know? We create something new, beautiful. So in 40, 50 years' time, when the young generation start getting older, they start thinking about, oh, yeah, this is what the generations passed behind us, before us, did for us. Like we did now, we do now. My generation learned and appreciated, you know, what the guys in the 50s, 60s were doing, you know. So this is how it should be. It's like a cycle, you know. It's like, you know, you go on and create more for the new generations to take advantage of, to use for survival, for you know, for development, you know. For learning, for education, for everything, for cultural, points. So, yeah, but unfortunately, you know, the world has become very, very selfish, you know, and now people don't, unless it's touching you don't realize, you know, that other people are suffering as well. I'm saying that you, in general, you know, no, not just a few, lots and lots of people. And there are so many people out there trying to help each other, trying to support each other, trying to protect each other. And that is beautiful. And that example is the example that we should all follow instead of following stupidity, you know, fighting and rioting and, hooliganism and malice, you know, and bullying, you know, that's what's happening right now in Palestine. You know, these Zionists, you know, they're pushing people from one area to another, you know, and when they're on the way to the other area, they start bombing them and killing them, or they start bombing the other areas. So they say, oh, this area is not safe, so you have to move to that one, that one, that one. Eventually, what they want to do is just get rid of all these people, get them out of Palestine, you know, so they can actually occupy the whole place, invade the whole place and own it, and then say, oh, this is our place, you know, because the Zionists, they're hiding behind the word Semitism, you know. It's Zionism that we are against. We're not against Semite people. We're not against Semitism. We are against Zionism, which is the difference, you know. Even people, you know, the real Jewish people there, you know, they don't like Zionism either, but they're complaining, they're protesting, but because it's Zionism there is like a system of malice, brutality, you know, just, destruction, you know. And now they're running out of people. They're running out of soldiers because of the conflict. Now it's gone to Lebanon, it's gone to Iran, it's gone to all the places that are attacking the Zionism. You know, they're not attacking the Jewish people in general. They're attacking the Zionists, trying to get rid of this system. It's a system of malice, you know? I mean, when they get rid of the apartheid in South Africa, you know, we all put together, you know, and we got rid of this apartheid in South Africa. And this is apartheid in Israel right now, in Palestine and in Gaza Strip, you know. Why don't we go do the same and get rid of that? No, because the businessman, it's an interest there. It's an interest. There's a lot of interest there. And that is the reason why I'm so disappointed and disillusioned, you know, that we're not doing necessary, you know, things to actually prevent all that, you know. Because we only live once, you know. Once we die, and that's it, you know. So why possess this? Possessions, you know. Let's take that, you know what I mean? And these people who decide on the wars, decide on using them, this, like, for example, this guy is now Joe Biden, you know. I don't know why he's still, still taking notice of, you know what I mean? Because the man doesn't even know when he's on a stage, you know. He thinks he's at home making a cup of tea or something, you know. Anyway, and then we got this other guy who's supposed inverted commas, you know, supposed to have been one of the cleverest, you know, because I used to admire, you know, when I was a student back in Chile, I used to admire, you know, the politics, you know, the Britain, you know, democracy and all this stuff and that, you know, because they had things done. They did things and they planned things and they did them, you know. I didn't know the reality of it, you know, being here, but we used to hear about, you know, the British politics, you know, being exceptional or something, you know, people taking notice of that and copying the example and all that, you know. But then slowly, they started to decay and then go down and down and down and down and down and down. And then now politicians nowadays, you know, all they care about is to fill their pockets, you know. And then they criticize the third world. The third world people are the same thing. You know, third world presidents, you know, dictators, you know, they pocket the money, they pocket the income that's coming to the country instead of using it for the good of the country. They use it for the good of their own interests. And all these things going on, you know, that's why so many people now, they're more kind of like they don't vote. They're not interested in politics because the politicians right now, they're killing politics. Politicians killing politics. Exactly. All they need now is like business. It's all business. Nothing to do with red, yellow, green, blue, you know, all the colors of the political parties, you know. It's to do with the color of money. Money. And that's all it is. And unfortunately, you know, the innocent pay for it, you know. Like, for example, this guy, the Starmer guy, you know. Let me ask you this question, you know. I was told that when you get like a state pension, you get a certain amount. But if that amount is not enough, you can apply for the state pension credits, right? So it's a little bit extra, you know, on top of that. Now, what he said is not going to give the winter allowance to people on pensions, on a state pension, I mean. He's only going to give it to people on pension credits, which are the ones who are actually a little bit extra. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm all for it, but I'm all for the, you know, allowance, you know, but everybody's, we're all humans, you know, I mean, and that doesn't mean that because the guy receives a little bit extra, you know, is in more need than the other pensioner who just receives the state pension. What's the difference? You know, what's the difference? I don't understand. If there is a difference, please let me know, because I don't know. Anyway. The first thing he did, the first failure of this PM, was that. Then there's a lot of other things, you know. Now he says that Israel has got the right to defend themselves from what they started the whole thing, right? And people still believe that the 7th of October 2023 is where all things started. How late are they in thinking? How late and how innocent, how naive How stupid, in fact. You know? If you think, why is this happening? There must be a reason for something happening. There's always a reason for things to happen. It doesn't just happen because they happen. It must be a reason. And this thing started 70 years ago. Now people have to read more and get more acquainted with what the situation is. That is why I always vote for Save the Planet. Because I vote for a certain political party, maybe, and that vote is going to be lost, you know, because it's not going to happen. If we choose a leader, we should be able to tell the leader, you know, what we want. But they don't consult. They don't consult with the voters. They just go ahead and do it. Why didn't they have a survey or something like, who in the UK agrees with us authorizing the Ukraine to use long-range missiles, right? Votes. That's democracy. You vote and you say what you say and you say, you know, how you feel. Yeah? Uh-huh. That doesn't exist, you know? So what are we doing? Well, right now I'm doing my radio show. I'm going to play some more music for you guys. Every little bit of music that I play in this little session, 10, 15 minutes after the break, is dedicated to Mother Earth, you know, to Pachamama. Remember this word, Pachamama, Mother Earth.
Thank you. no tuvo la culpa, cosas que tiene la vida, no llores por eso. Ninguno tuvo la culpa, cosas que tiene la vida, no llores por eso. Que te vas mañana, tal vez no tenga remedio este amor primero. Dicen que te vas mañana, tal vez no tenga remedio este amor primero. Ninguno tuvo la culpa, cosas que tiene la vida, no llores por eso. Ninguno tuvo la culpa, cosas que tiene la vida, no llores por eso. Cacharpallita corazón, sin remordimiento. Cacharpallita corazón, no hay resentimiento.
¡Ay, ay, ay, ay! ¡Oh, oh, oh! ¡Sí, sí, sí!
Que te vas mañana, tal vez no tenga remedio este amor primero. Dicen que te vas mañana, tal vez no tenga remedio este amor primero. Ninguno tuvo la culpa, cosas que tiene la vida, no llores por eso. Ninguno tuvo la culpa, cosas que tiene la vida, no llores por eso. Cacharpallita corazón, sin resentimiento. Cacharpallita corazón, no hay remordimiento.
¡Ay, ay, 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 ho, ho, ho!
Thank you.
sacar la acción. Que te falta tu presencia para hacer revolución. Ponte a la carana, vamos a sacar la acción. Que te falta tu presencia para hacer revolución. Ponte a la carana, vamos a sacar la acción. Que te falta tu presencia para hacer revolución. Ponte a la carana, vamos a sacar la acción. Que te falta tu presencia para hacer revolución. La distancia disfraza el peligro.
Peligro, peligro.
Lo disfraza de gran titular. Pero recuerda que te haces cómplice.
Tú eres el culpable.
Cómplice con tu pasividad. No hagas de las causas un tema de opinión. Mientras tú estás hablando allá, habrá quien se pregunte por qué nadie ayudó. ¿Para qué tanto esfuerzo por la libertad? Ponte la jarana, vamos, pásate la acción. Que te falta tu presencia para hacer revolución. Ponte la jarana, vamos, pásate la acción. Que te falta tu presencia para hacer revolución. Ponte la jarana, vamos, pásate la acción. Que te falta tu presencia para hacer revolución. Ponte la jarana, vamos, pásate la acción. Que te falta tu presencia para hacer revolución.
Aquella mujer neurótica trabajaba en una bótica y en el parque oscuro y solo nos quisimos cual tortolos. Un mes llevo de casado, lo recuerdo, fue un sábado. La encontré besando a un chico feo, flaco y raquitico. mate casi y a mi mujer le hablé así, con acento duro y rígido, porque estaba muy afligido. Te creía buena y cándida y ha resultado una bándida, y en premio a tu desmaneo te he de perforar el cráneo. Y maté a aquella mujer con un tiro de revólver.
Yeah. casa de andar luchando por esos mundos de Dios. Llego necesitado de tus caricias y tus palabras de amor. No me niegues un beso solo por eso, mala mujer. Déjate querer, mujer, déjate querer. Déjate querer, mujer cruel. Déjate querer. Todo te lo he entregado, te he regalado todita mi juventud. Y tú me das a cambio con tu desprecio penas amargas de cruz. No me niegues un beso solo por eso, mala mujer. Déjate querer, mujer, déjate querer. Déjate querer, mujer cruel. Estoy vivo por tenerte junto a mí. No seas así conmigo, soy un cautivo. Hazme un poquito feliz. No me niegues un beso solo por eso, mala mujer. Déjate querer, mujer, déjate querer. Déjate querer, mujer cruel. Déjate querer. Ando desvariando, vivo penando por esta loca pasión. Si no pones remedio, la calle en medio y es toda mi solución. No me niegues un beso solo por eso, mala mujer. Y déjate querer, mujer, déjate querer. Déjate querer, mujer cruel.
Déjate querer.
Ocupa dentro de tu corazón, uno ocupa. quitas toda. Olvídame, me hablaron de ti. Quien te conoce me quiso advertir.
Okay, amigos, amigas, we are arriving at the end of the show. I hope that you guys are going to join me again next week, next Monday from 5 till 7. And yes, amigos, thank you very much for the texts, you know, that I received today. And let's hope that things will not get worse, that things will get much better. By the way, yes, let me answer this. I've got my foot is getting better now. I can actually put a bit of weight on and I can walk a little bit more, you know. So, yeah, thank you very much for asking, Mr. Roberto Manolo. Roberto Manolo, yeah. Okay, amigos, I'm going to leave you with a song that takes us back to a long time ago. Take us a long time ago. Yeah, but he reminds us of our continent, South America. Yeah, so here we go with Rubén Blades, Buscando America. Love one another and free Palestine.
estoy buscando América y temo no encontrarte. Tus huellas se han perdido entre la oscuridad. Te estoy llamando América, pero no me respondes. Te han desaparecido los que temen la verdad. Envueltos entre sombras, negamos lo que es cierto. Mientras no haya justicia, jamás tendremos paz. Viviendo dictaduras, te busco y no te encuentro. Tu torturado cuerpo no sabe dónde está.
Thank you.